Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open so you can call in. Ask your question related to heating, cooling at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And those numbers are very important because it is Steve Gilbert against the listeners.
Wow.
As, in guessing the music theme each week. So,
and I lost last week.
You lost last week.
Yep.
And the guy was very happy that you lost.
Apparently. So you tell me. Yeah.
But again, if you guess the theme, give us a call at 519-643-2222. Any pre-guess?
It's going to be about Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's pretty...
Thank you. Do I win?
No.
Oh.
That's half of it.
Well, I got one half right.
Yeah. And we're the two-time consumer's
choice.
Hey,
wait. Wait. Wait 1 second before you go on there. I'm thinking of a song. Can you think of it right now?
Yeah.
What is it?
Mama Kissing
no, you're
Santa
wrong.
Claus.
You're wrong. Nope. See, that's well, that's what I go through every single weekend, just to let people know.
Well, to I can feel for you because I was at the ST, St. Thomas Executive Association Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
And they had a game where you pulled a card out, person would read the question, and you had to answer it. So the guy pulls the card out, says, name three Christmas songs. And you have 5 seconds.
Way in the Manger, Deck the Halls, White Christmas.
Well, I went,
ding.
And I thought,
Mr. Pretty, Christmas songs.
Yeah, that's pretty bad when I've been playing them.
All
for
you
three,
do is look up Christmas songs every single day. Yeah.
Who is the one who picks the songs then?
Right.
It is me, but I was trying to think, what's that?
Yeah, right?
What's
Spotify that? Picks the songs, let's be honest.
Uh-oh, we're getting somewhere.
But yeah, so it was, I laugh when... Dan Peterson was over at another table, and he gave a shout out.
Yeah, so way to go, Dan.
So can I get back to my diatribe, as you call it here?
You know, two-time
Consumer's Choice Award winner, up one on Facebook, 778.
Come on, people, one.
And, of course, big event happening at the St. Thomas Curling Club
this weekend.
That's right,
the mixed doubles,
The mixed doubles tournament. I was out there last night, and we got three of our players or three teams playing in it wearing the colors.
They are okay. Scott and Laura.
Scott McDonald, Laura Eddy.
Wayne and Kim.
No. Kim and
Wes.
Wes Forget.
Yep.
And then Kibo was there.
Okay.
So he was there with a lady from the Waterloo area.
Oh,
so,
cool.
I got to see everybody, and of course, Lisa Weigel and John Epping were there.
Got it.
And they recognized me.
Oh. Did they?
They said, hi, Peter. I went, wow, I feel special.
Don't you feel great?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it was good.
And how are they? How are they doing in it?
They're 2-0. Okay. They're playing right now. They'll be on the ice in St. Thomas right now. So great competition. You know, get out, enjoy it. There's you if you want.
Yeah. Yes.
At lunch and supper time.
Yeah.
You can get soup, a sandwich, and a bag of chips for $10. Where else could you go to get that?
A great Canadian bagel company just down the street over. That's where I go.
I thought I'd call them Murray. They're selling soup here for $5. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
Murray asked if he could bring his own and heat it in the microwave.
Well, no. Sorry.
Okay. But the soup and a sandwich and a bag of chips for $10 at the St. Thomas Curling Club.
Yep.
And get to watch world-class curling.
Exactly. And if you want, you can have a beverage.
Do you have the bleacher set up?
No.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking they can sit all across the glass.
Yeah, but then they're going to be standing. People are going to be slopping soup over the people in the front row. I mean...
That's February when we have the Ontario mixed championship.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the provincial men's senior qualifiers.
No, we aren't even. I don't think the bar is going to be open for that one.
What are you talking about? I don't think the bar is going to be open for the senior men. Yeah. Okay.
No, it will be. Are you playing in that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
senior.
Yeah, senior. Yes.
Senior.
Yeah, that's right.
At least
I'm a
you're
senior.
Not a grandmaster.
I'm not a grandmaster. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Congratulations, yep. Jim Lyle.
Yep. Yep. Jim Lyle, Ted Smith, Jerry Cunningham, and John McCall.
Right.
Are going to, and I said, so why do you play the play down in December and the Ontario Championship isn't till March? He says, well, everybody goes to Florida. Then they got to wait till March to play.
That's so. Actually kind of funny.
Yeah. So now we got some good questions came in today.
Great. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. They, and you know, and some of them
are going to be stumpers.
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Okay. Well, you know, how are you feeling today?
I feel as intelligent as always.
I should ask, how'd your curling go for the week? You had, what, 4 games this week?
I had 4 games this week, yeah. Yes.
What was your record?
2-2.
2-2. I don't know.
Yeah, 2-2. But one of them, I hung seven points, one
so,
end.
So who threw the 8-point short or
that? Through? That was the lead. Yeah, he had one that just kind of slipped through.
Ooh,
right.
Did you rub it in for the?
I said, Corey. Honestly, why is your rock not in play, man? We'd have been dinging the 8.
Yeah,
pitchers, camera.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, been awesome.
Like the hole in one. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Justin Bieber?
Oh, he gets it on the first song.
Wow. The
Congratulations. I think that's the first time ever you've got it on the first song. I already had some, you know, he's from Canada, you know, and then if you were getting close, he's really close to us in Canada, but.
The Biebs.
The Biebs. There you go. That's back to the women's voice. You don't know the women's
voice. So you have a playlist of Bieber? You got it just
wow,
like that.
Oh, here we go. No, it's just that one note he sang, just it's just the voice is young. So, yeah.
To be honest, he has a very recognizable voice. Yes. So yeah.
kind of like Peter and I.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Well, congratulations.
No sense these callers calling in today.
I wish I had a bell here. Ding, 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 ding.
You never thought I'd get it on the first one.
No, I didn't. So now I can turn my paper over.
Wow, it's all anticlimactic now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Callers are going great. I knew that. I was ready to call in.
Wow, we thought Steve was a loser.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's get to the questions, see if you're good on the questions.
I've used all my brain power up now on the Biebs, so yeah.
Says, I'm a renter of an apartment in a house. There is a huge buildup of dust in my unit. Can you suggest something to get rid of the dust that wouldn't cost me or my landlord a lot of money?
Wow. So, I mean, can you just say that one more time?
Holy. Awake? Hello.
I'm awake.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. We're on a radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a renter of an apartment in a house.
Got it.
That?
Apartment in the house, okay.
There is a huge buildup of dust in my unit.
Okay.
Can you suggest something to get rid of the dust without it costing me or my landlord a lot of money?
Well, I would think hopefully they've got return airs in there. If there's no return air in there, then when the system's running, it's not pulling any air out of that environment. If it's not pulling the air out of the environment, it can't filter it. So it's got to be able to get back to a filter. You'll have supply going in there, but I wonder if there's any return. The other thing is, I mean, dust can come from a lot of places. It might be built up in the ductwork. You may want to, when's the last time was your ductwork cleaned? You may want to improve your filter. And lastly, I mean, carpets hold a lot of dust. And depending on, you know, every time you walk across them or anything, they just have a buildup. So every time you walk across the carpet, it'll kick up some dust. So it's like likewise, you can put a, you can always run a portable air cleaner if you want, but you know those filters fill up pretty quickly. So I'd actually have to really see it in order for my, you know. But those are some things that you could start off with and go from there.
What about candles?
I didn't say anything about candles.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
Well, yeah, if there's candles, if you're finding a black residue around your registers or, that's just carbon coming off of candles, and it doesn't matter how good the candle is. I mean, the better the candle, the less carbon, but a candle will produce carbon, and you'll see it as it travels through your system. Your filter will turn black one, but you'll still have carbon get through that, and you'll see it actually coming out of the register. So if you've got a lighter colored carpet, whereas the air is pushing out of that register, you'll see the carbon start to build up there because the carpet fibers typically will grab it and hold it. So, yeah, that's candles and carbon are bad if you have black soot around the area.
If you're dusting and your cloth is black,
that's carbon from candles.
Yeah. Right. If you're dusting and it's grayish, then you're in that dust. And
the only other concern, if it's an apartment, like, these days, you're not supposed to have one centralized heating system for multiple units in a house. There'd have to be things like induct smoke detection, just things to, you know, because it's all about fire. So just you need to be just upfront with that. So, I mean, apartments should have their own heating system, but I mean, not all cases are going to be like that in London, but if you have one centralized system, there are some things you need to do to meet up with the fire regulations as well.
Now, you could look at this is like in a house with different apartments.
Right.
So here at the studio, you know, we got FM 96 and Country 104.
Don't miss any of these.
They all have this beautiful air cleaner.
Portable air cleaner.
In there keeping, you know, AM 980. We don't have one.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Juan's got one.
Yeah. Juan's got one.
He's got nice clean dust.
I think the one that was in here is in Juan's office. I think, right?
Listen, I am the one who is here the
most. You are the most.
I'm kidding. No, I think we never had there just because in there, just one person normally. Like, I think the only show that is two is you guys.
Yeah.
But normally it's just Devin or Mike.
So, it's all right.
So if I fire Steve, do I get an air cleaner?
Sure. I don't make those decisions, but I'll give you this one.
Wow.
But don't fire him, please.
No, I won't fire him.
Wow.
I won't come back if he doesn't.
Thanks,
come back,
Juan. Thanks, man. He's in my corner too. Yeah. But let's face it, Juan is the most important person in the two, you know, because he produces.
Listen,
the
I
show.
Just press buttons. Okay, it's not that hard.
Okay. Well, hey, I tried to do it, and it's hard. So I recorded a whole segment and then realized the mics were not.
Yeah. So you forgot to hit the record button. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay. Well, I just checking on that.
Great. And come Monday, if you're a listener and you know a good resume company, just let me know because apparently I'm going to be writing mine up.
No, you have the power now.
So, oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. All right.
So we got another one come in. And it's kind of properties. So it says, I have two properties. Are you able to come the same day and do maintenance on the furnace for each property?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I booked one of those yesterday. So I was on phone yesterday. And customer called. They've got two properties in the Rodney area, and you know it's a bit of a hike out there. So when we're out there, we might as well make great use of our time. So we can do both properties at the same time. We just schedule it properly. So we scheduled to make sure that the tech's got enough time to get there, and enough time to do both properties, and then enough time to get back.
And we try to schedule it the same tech. So
yeah, same
when
tech.
Leaves
yes.
the one house, you can just follow them to the next house, and so there can be communication. If you want to stop and get a coffee and take 15 minutes at Starbucks, you know you can do that.
Do you see? What do you not see on the table this morning?
What happened? You were late?
Yes.
Running behind?
Running behind.
And you knew it would be 14 minutes, so you couldn't.
No. Yeah, okay. I knew it wouldn't be 14 minutes. I just, you know, if it's, just for our listeners, just so you understand what I live with every day, if it was 8:30 and I'm not parked out front of the TD building on Dundas, my phone rings. At 8:31, I'll just wait for it because I know what's happening. And sure enough, 8:31, my phone rings and it says Peter Inch. It says, "Where are you?"
Just making sure you haven't slept in.
And if I say, I'm almost there, just at the drive-through in Starbucks, he'll just go upstairs. He'll say, "Well, you're not here for at least 20 minutes."
I just want to be prepared. I get in here, I zen.
I zen. You watch the news is what you do.
Well, that's right. I'm trying to get caught up on what's going on in the world. So.
People have no idea what goes on in the studio.
Yeah.
Pre-show. Yeah.
They used to have a camera up here with Facebook, right? We used to have been on Facebook.
Facebook Live.
But the camera's gone now.
Because they had too many complaints.
sleeping while the show was going on.
Oh my, that's right. They'd see me on my device, on social media.
We don't want to go there. On your device. Let's get back to another question.
Sorry. All right.
My furnace is blowing cold air. Why would this happen? Can you help us?
Well, if maybe they've got their air conditioner turned on. Anything could be. I mean, it could be they feeling, maybe the fan's just on circulation and the furnace is out of heating mode and it's just blowing air to circulate air throughout the house because your fan switches to on the thermostat. Any air blowing this time of year is going to feel cool. Or it could be maybe you have a new heat pump and it's in defrost. And if it's in a defrost cycle, it's going to blow cooler air. It could not be working and it's blowing cold air because the fan's on and it's not igniting. Or the air conditioner's on. Those are the only reasons I can think of.
Plug filter.
A plugged filter. Well, you wouldn't feel any air than plugged filter.
Well, the air that would coming, it would overheat. Safety switches would cut off the furnace. Fan would continue to run. Could get cold.
Okay.
We don't have time. Because, see, I hit the marks. You know, Juan really appreciates it when I'm here because we hit the marks.
No, see, from a guy who just pushes buttons, I like to stretch him and challenge him. So he likes to say...
Keep talking.
He likes to say, Steve. Steve, time to sign out.
Yeah. I am that guy. I press buttons and I knock windows.
Yeah, I put the times right on the paper for you.
Can I tell people about, can I share? We don't have time, but I'll share with it when we come back.
Okay. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Yeah, I tried to get songs.
Yeah, I'd have gotten that one too.
Yeah. I tried to get songs that didn't have them singing at the start. You know, that was a Christmas song. By who?
Justin Bieber. And apparently Dean texted me and said, "Oh, Steve's a Belieber."
There you go.
Wow. Now, let me finish because I was going to share something just so people understand who you are. Okay, so he asked me to be his best man, like way back. We're talking way back
when. Which wedding was that?
At the first one. The first one. Okay. And so anyway, what you don't understand about Peter is he's a bit organized.
Okay? I can see it.
No, you can't. No. Because the day I agreed, he invited me over to the house, and he presented me with, you know... Ever seen those those binders that have got about a 4-inch spine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, On the front of it was Duties of the Best Man.
Oh, no.
And he handed me this. I said, what am I doing with this? Well, I want you to read it. Read it?
Manual instruction to be a man. Okay, a best man.
Right? Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Do you still have that binder?
No,
or
no.
He didn't follow it.
But that's why you guys, I'll say something.
Yeah.
That's why you guys get along so well. Because you guys are opposites.
Yes.
But that's why you guys get along because you guys compliment each other. Yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah, we are opposite.
Yeah, I'm sure I drive him right batty sometimes, yep. Yes, because of my lack of organization. Yeah.
Yep. No comment.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
Wow, that is Vanessa's voice. Way to go, Juan. Very nice. Yeah. Wow.
So Vanessa's reminder of the day is, with the milder weather, leaves are still falling and bunching up. If you have done or not done so already, please ensure that you're keeping the area around your exhaust pipes on the outside of your house free and clear of debris. The snow is going to be coming, and it always does, and you want to ensure that you are shoveling your exhaust and there is not a buildup any of leaves, snow, that could create ice.
That's a very good tip, because the snow is going to come eventually.
So yeah. Have you raked your leaves? Because I had 175 bags.
You know, my furnace vents to the driveway. So, yeah, I just have to.
So the leaves don't land in the driveway?
They do not. No.
Or you just drive over them and crush them?
No, they do not. No leaves, just sometimes snow, but that's it. So I keep an eye on the snow. And it's very high. My venting is probably 4 feet off the ground, so it's good.
Yeah, I have to. My vent for my furnace is fine, but my water heater, I have to shovel my mulch away.
Oh, right, yes.
Because it's very low at the front. Yep. But yes, the leaves will get sucked up into the vent. And it will shut down your furnace. So, Vanessa, very good reminder of the day with it being such a beautiful week.
Well, I got a great text.
Can I share it with Vanessa?
You? No.
Okay.
It's an Interact e-money transfer. Some guy named Goreshi has just deposited money in my account. Click here. I'm probably going to delete this.
Is that Steve Gilbert, tip of the day?
Yeah. You may want to delete those messages. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Yeah, you're focused now. We got the phone down.
I'm just excited. Someone's going to deposit.
Your hands are shaking because you don't have a car.
Somebody's going to give me free money. I have to be excited about that, honestly.
Well, maybe we'll go to the phone lines and maybe Bill will give you money. Go ahead, Bill.
Not a chance. but I'll wish you a happy Christmas. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, if you can take that to the bank.
good.
Question. Got a furnace with obviously the direct drive motor for the fan.
Yes.
We like to run it pretty much all the time. Is there any considerations that should take place because we use our furnace in such a way?
Those new motors, Bill, they call them ECM or electrically communicated motors. There actually are no brushes in those motors. They're all electromagnetic. So they were designed to run. So I have no problem in recommending that you just leave the fan on and let it run.
Good. Okay. Yeah. That was easy.
Good. Well, thank you for the question.
You're welcome. Have a special Easter.
Okay.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and these days the motors don't even have oil ports on.
No oil ports, no brushes, just magnets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they work, and they use very little electricity as well. So those ECM variable speed motors are designed to run. So just let them run.
Okay. Yeah. So I have quite, as you can see here.
Yeah, but you know,
quite a long one.
Most shows we burn through questions, and you look at me in the last segment and say, we don't have any questions. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Well, this is a long one, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Long.
Got it. Okay. Long.
And this came from Carol.
So shorten up your answers.
So we want to thank Carol for sending this one in.
Thank you, Carol, for sending
and,
in this
and
question.
She even suggested that we put it on the radio.
Okay. It's a long one, though.
Yes. Peter, can we get a paper user's manual for my Ecobee thermostat. we had such a thermostat and three remote sensors installed in the fall by your company. Follow me so far?
I'm listening.
I had to keep calling my tech to operate and change the settings. Without a paper reference, you have to try and figure it out yourself or call your tech. Not good use of time.
I see.
I'm a computer savvy, but don't want to make changes that I don't understand. I went online with Ecobee, but that wasn't helpful. I listened to the radio show so you could answer there.
So, Carol, I understand exactly because Peter is paper hungry. I mean, we print manuals off at the office all the time. So when I want to print off a manual for Ecobee, I go to ecobee.com and I look for reference material and then it will be there, the manual. So you just have to, there's so many different versions of Ecobee. You have to find the right thermostat. So if you're using the premium or the enhanced or the light, you just need to know which one you have. And if we installed it, it's probably the premium. And so you would just go to the premium thermostat and on there you would find, you should find the user manual. And that's what I print. So I printed a copy for the office just because we need one as well.
Where is that copy in the office?
It's in the blue binder.
The blue binder?
Yeah, you know, the blue binder you told me to create.
Oh, the one like the best man binder?
Yeah, yeah.
that one?
The blue manual binder, yes. You told me to make one for certain things. Like if we have new product coming in, print off the manual, throw it in that binder so we have references.
So I could go to that binder.
Yes, you could.
Like the best man binder.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
I could pull out the blue, or I could pull out the Ecobee and make a copy for Carol.
You could, or, yeah, you could. Okay. Absolutely. Or we could just, I could go to the website and print a new one for her right off there. I might even have downloaded it as a PDF file on my computer.
Well, if you've done that, if you can print one off and then...
You're going to have to remind me, right? Because I don't have a piece of paper on my hands.
Well, I'd give you a binder, but I know what happened last time I gave you a binder. So.
I don't need a binder, right? Anyway.
Okay.
You happy with that answer?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about the blue binder that had the copy in, but now I do. Would have saved me a lot of time last week trying to get
apparently there's a lot of e-transfer. Did you get an e-transfer? Because Dean just got an e-transfer from Tammy. So, I mean, people are sending money all over the world today. Okay.
Well, lucky you told everybody that.
Yeah.
And also say that again that we don't want to click on.
Yeah. I mean, don't click on that. Just delete it. I mean, if you don't know who it is, no one's sending you free money. And if they did, it's coming through your bank, not a text. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay. You ready for another one here?
Well,
that was a long one.
We had a bit of a dramatic pause. I was wondering where we're going. Okay.
Well, I had to check the time because I don't want to be late.
Oh, that's right. You yes, because I get I'm long-winded. Yes.
If I'm 1 minute late, I'll get a phone call. So
it's true. I will get a phone call.
I have you coming out annually to clean my fireplace, but after having it on for a couple of months, the glass gets very dirty.
Yes.
What causes this? And it isn't the dog nose prints.
It is not. So keep in mind, bunch of things going on inside a fireplace. One is gas is burning. And what happens is gas is not pure. I mean, there are some impurities in natural gas when you burn it. So some of those things will end up sticking to the surface. Some get exhausted out, but the glass is right there. Some of those impurities, because when you light gas up for the first time, it kind of gets kind of moist inside there, and you'll see then that'll stick to the glass, and then all those impurities will stick to it as well. So also keep in mind that in order for a fireplace to look beautiful, you make it burn yellow, right?
Yeah.
So now it's not
burning clean.
It's not burning as clean as it should. So that's kind of what gets stuck to the glass. And it's funny you mention this because at my networking meeting, a customer there said, just want to give a shout out to you guys at Peter Inch. Said, I had my fireplace maintained just last week, and I was really, really, really embarrassed after, because when we're looking at it, and I said, is the glass in there? He said, yep. She said, I'm so embarrassed.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we will be right back.
Let's go. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday.
You should have played that one first.
Well, that's why it's number three, because I thought if you hadn't got it by then, that one you would. And we're going to end with your favorite song, Drummer Boy.
Oh, Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like one that you won't play.
Well, Bing and...
No. I like the one by...
Phonics or something?
No, King and Country.
King and Country.
Yeah, it's called Drums. It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Put that down here.
Yeah.
King and Country.
King and Country.
Drums.
Yep, Little Drummer Boy. Yeah, just check it out.
Okay. Maybe we'll play that.
You should, because you should end it on that, because it rocks, man.
Yep. And you saying I don't rock?
I didn't
say, I think the music is pretty good that I pick.
What? All of a sudden are you feeling kind of like, what's going on? I didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know when I pick the music? Juan knows, because he gets an email.
You pick it on Tuesday or Wednesday.
I pick it Monday morning, but really early, because I know you won't be in. So I can play all the songs loud, and I can get the feel if it's going to feel good. And then I send it to Juan at like 8:05.
You know. 8:05. Really?
I'll be doing the show, and I get the email, Peter Inch. Boom.
Really?
Yep.
And if I'm doing music, you might not get it till Saturday morning.
Probably I'll get it like 15 minutes before the show.
I'm kidding.
No, but a Friday or Thursday?
Yeah.
Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
Nope, don't own one.
Really?
Really.
Well, do you have an ugly Christmas hat?
Nope.
Because I'm thinking we should wear, you know, that
for
next
what?
Week.
Who's going to see us?
Well, we could take a picture.
A picture? I don't have an ugly Christmas sweater.
Hey, yeah, I got a deal for you guys. If you guys do that, I'll help you guys do a Facebook Live on your page.
There you go.
So people could see it next Saturday.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm sorry, Steve, but...
I got my Where's Waldo socks.
Yeah, well...
Where is he?
Where is Waldo?
Yeah, Waldo. He's on my socks someplace, but yes.
Yeah, well, I saw, what was it? Taylor had Get Lit Christmas sweater on. And it lit up. That's what Get Lit meant.
It was probably a gift.
Well, it could have been. But yeah. when they were down at the toy drive at the Armories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just telling you, I think we got to get in the spirit here.
Okay.
Come on. I can bring in a little Christmas
tree.
Where
do you shop for an ugly Christmas sweater?
Yeah. At an ugly Christmas sweater shop.
There's a question for our listeners. Yeah. Where would I go to buy an ugly Christmas sweater?
Please call in and let Steve know. Yeah. I've already got mine.
226, right? No. What is the phone number? 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
There you go.
There.
Okay. I got a question for you. Ready?
No, but go ahead.
Upstairs, my upstairs is not as warm as my main level, and the basement is so warm. Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend to have a comfort advisor or a technician come up?
Well, I'd probably, it just depends. Comfort advisors are free, techs or not. So you may want to start off with a comfort advisor first and let them have a look at it. And then if they have, because that's what we do. We do a technical analysis of the home. So hopefully we can figure it out. And if we can't, then we'd have to bring somebody else in. So, and typically that has to do with the sheet metal. So like the duct work in your house. So, I mean, if we really need to, then we need to bring a sheet metal person in. So, just keep that in mind. I mean, you could have a comfort advisor come first and let's look at it.
And then if they feel they need a technician, they can.
Yes. Ask for one. Yep.
And it can be just what we call balancing the home. You know, it can be that. But it also can be that you don't have proper ducting to...
The furnace, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, your furnace can only give you what it gets. When all I mean by that is if the return at all is restricted, then it's going to restrict what comes out of the other end, out of the supply side.
So you know how you can teach somebody that?
How?
You put a straw in their mouth.
Yep.
And you tell them to breathe in, and then you squeeze the straw, and you say, is that harder? And they go, well, yeah, that's harder to breathe. That's what your furnace feels with a dirty filter or with poor duct.
So putting a plastic bag over your head and poking a little hole, and it doesn't work. No, okay, all right, all right. The straw.
There
all
you
right.
go. Straw. Time to, or I think about these
please
things.
Please don't try it at home, thank you.
You could just put like a light shirt over in front of your face, and then you could put an N95 mask over it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is, but it
makes a difference.
Yep. Hard to breathe.
Yeah. So an N95 mask is like a really, really efficient filter in front of your furnace, which it has a hard time pulling air through.
Yeah. So if you're going to put in like a MERV 16 filter, you need to have a technician make sure that the
air supply can go through it properly.
Yeah. Yep. Can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, and people say, well, I don't have to change that. Well, that can really strain your furnace, crack some heat exchangers. And
then you'll be sorry. Yes.
Yeah. And I saw on Facebook, person had put out, you know, a technician just turned my furnace off, said that it's got cracks in it, and they sent the pictures of the cracks and then said, do you think that's true? And I'm looking at the cracks going, how can you not? And you can see the crack.
Yeah, how can you not?
And,
right.
And somebody put on, well, turn it back on and we won't have to worry about you asking this question because it would have been putting carbon monoxide
straight into the house. Yes.
So, if it's got a crack, it's got a crack. We had two this week that had to get shut down because of that.
Yes.
So don't want to.
It's not something that our technicians want to do, but, I mean, it's your life, and they are required by law to do so.
And we know you're going to get upset. We understand that, but it is not something we can just walk away from and then read in the paper some, or I can see on the screen up here that I'm watching some bad news.
Right. Yes.
Oh, it's, and maybe we can talk about the one because we had a long conversation with the customer. The heat exchangers were going to be covered under warranty.
Right.
The labor was going to be close to $2,800 to install them.
Right.
And the furnace is 20 years old.
Right. So why would you put that money into an old product knowing that everything else in that furnace is 20 years old and probably going to fail?
Right. And so your challenge is it's basically dismantling the whole furnace to put in the heat exchangers, then reassembling everything back in, and everything you're touching is 20 years old.
Right.
Is something going to break or not break or have challenges? And I said they happened to be going out of town after, and I said, so what if something breaks when we're taking it apart and we've got to order that part in and can't get it, and now you're leaving town? But I highly recommended them not to put the heat exchangers in, but to put
change the furnace. Yep, into a new furnace. Yep.
So did I do the right thing?
You did do the right thing, yep.
So was I say it again?
He did right by the customer, actually, giving the advice of not to repair at 20 years of age is, I mean, it's still your money, but we get angry, but when we go back there 3 or 4 months later because the vendor motor went or the gas valve went or the control board went, and we say, okay, well, now we need another couple $1,000. Well, people are angry, but we at least nowadays we put all that stuff in your notes just to say we did talk to you about this and we advised you that this might happen. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is unfortunate.
Now, we're not getting any calls on your ugly sweater.
Right, so I guess I don't have to buy one.
No, I was going to suggest that, I can send you a couple of places, when I get off the air.
Oh, you know where to get ugly sweaters, do you?
Yeah.
Wow, it's good
to
know.
I've got a couple at home. Now, what size are you? Maybe one I got at home will fit you. I can really give you the really ugly one.
Huh? I'll tell you something. Amazon is a good thing.
Amazon?
I'm not giving any marketing to Amazon.
Amazon. They're just down the road from where I live.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
I know. But
and they'll deliver.
I've got a big distribution center, which is now open in the St. Thomas area. So, yes, I'm sure it'll come from there anyway.
Well, we'll look at, so next week, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Next week. I have to have an ugly Christmas sweater by next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you close down, Peter, can I make the decision that because he gets the song super, super early, can we play the drummer boy that he wanted, the King?
Sure. Okay. No problem.
King and Country.
I got it.
You know
yeah,
the song?
It's already.
Is it okay?
Yeah. We'll play it.
See how good he is.
He's very good, actually,
I'll tell you, the best. And I saw Marty Thompson. He used to be a producer for us years ago, and he's curling in St. Thomas in that mixed doubles.
Is he?
So I said hello to him.
Oh, cool.
I told him he wasn't the best now.
Oh.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.